I'm Ashland, the host of Mindflowers. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new, welcome back, boo. Mindflowers is a combination of my professional certifications, creative interests, and personal musings inspired by my spiritual journey. This podcast exists because I'm on a mission to assist the shift, awakening others as I awaken myself. Thank you so much for sharing some of your energy with me today. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. If only you could see yourself the way the universe sees you. If you saw yourself the way the divine sees you, you'd blind yourself in all your glory. No matter what you do, you are valuable, and your experiences are treasured as priceless contributions to universal consciousness. You are perfect in your imperfection. There's no question of your worthiness because your very existence is proof of your infinite worth. I believe it's a failure of the English language that we identify ourselves with temporary states. For example, we'll say, I am so angry. I am so sad. I am wrong, right? And we connect ourselves and our worth to these states. The truth is, you aren't angry. You feel anger, but anger is not you. I love how in the Spanish language, they'll say, for example, tengo miedo, which means I'm scared. And that directly translates as I have afraid or I have fear. Or another example is tengo emocionada, which means I have excitement. And I think that's a better way of expressing our emotions because there's that separation between you and the emotion. You are not the emotion itself. It's just you are having this emotion at this time. Learning to not identify with what we may be feeling at any given moment, positive or negative, helps us separate from incorrect perceptions of ourselves so we can see and know who we really are, powerful divine beings having a temporary human experience. When we choose to focus on our flaws and forget our favor, we reduce ourselves to moments that hold no weight in comparison to the entirety of our lives and our souls. If you fully understand your innate power, you would never reduce yourself to a temporary brain state. Flawed and favored is all about acknowledging the errors of your human ways while also standing in your God consciousness. What if we viewed our flaws as indicators of things that we may need to adapt to allow for more flow in our lives, instead of as problems to overcome or as something wrong with us? If we view our flaws as indicators of growth opportunities, we're more likely to integrate them instead of fight them. When you integrate something, you are combining one thing with another so that they become whole. So there's an equal participation between both parts. My imperfect human ways are necessary for the expansion of my divine essence. And my divine essence is necessary to help navigate my imperfect human ways. When both are combined, we become a complete expression of our wholeness. And being a whole person doesn't mean that we're perfect. Being whole signifies a complex unity, a coherent system of parts working together as one. Integration of our flaws is how we realize our favor. So, of course, naturally, the question is, how do we integrate our flaws? Well, first, know that every flaw has a flip side. So, for example, impatience usually goes hand in hand with quick thinking or fast turnarounds. Anger usually goes hand in hand with a passion for justice. So, the idea here is to examine the benefits of your flaws and then lean into those. How can you express the benefits of your flaws in your everyday life? Also, we integrate our flaws when you see them as art. The most beautiful paintings and works of art are rarely perfect, but they still captivate us because they convey emotion. And the same is true of humans and human nature. Without flaws, there would be no learning opportunities. There would be no masterpiece. You feel me? Think about the underdog. We root for the underdog because he has some perceived flaw, and we're captivated by the process of integrating that flaw and turning it into the happy ending. Our flaws provide the setting for our transformation story. We begin to integrate our flaws when we shift our focus to consistency over accuracy. Again, it's not about perfection, it's about effort. I actually have an episode about this very subject called You'll Never Be Perfect, Try This Instead, and I'll drop the episode link in the show notes if you're interested in learning more about that. But I think if we go for the idea of repetition and practice instead of never expressing this flaw again, whatever it is, we'll be able to accept and express our divine favor. I challenge you to start viewing your flaws as a part of your energetic blueprint, divinely designed to help you learn lessons that contribute to your expansion. We don't always have to be in attack mode with our flaws. The things that we hate about ourselves only get bigger. For the longest time, I hated that I had anger issues, and I put so much energy into, you know, not being an angry person, just being perfect Patty, and I had so much self-judgment for getting angry until I realized that my anger, if channeled and managed correctly, it's a part of my divine energetic footprint. This anger helps me stand up for myself and stand up for others who may not have this feisty femme energy, you know? So in that sense, my anger is a powerful opportunity to create change. Now, don't get it twisted. This is not about, you know, creating excuses for yourself or just being like, well, that is how I am what I am. No, it's not about that. It's about holding grace for yourself, right? Your flaws do not cancel out your favor. Only when you honor and celebrate both do you realize the infinite potential of your being. That is how you activate your light and your life. So if you're interested in learning more about this integration process and really taking a deeper dive, I invite you to take a look at my two workbooks. The first one is called Elevate, the Seven Stages of Transformation. And the second one is called Sacred Shadow. And it's all about shadow work, examining the hidden aspects of ourselves, the things that we perceive as flaws. And the links for both will be in the show notes if you want to download them and support my work. And as always, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. I like you. I hope this message resonated. It was put on my heart and I felt like someone needed to hear this. I mean, hell, I needed to hear this. But yeah, I can't wait to talk to you again. And until then, be well. I'm sending you joy, peace, and most of all, self-compassion. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I really do appreciate you sharing some of your time and energy with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, if you dig this vibe, there are a few ways that you can support this podcast. You can rate and review, send an episode to a friend, shout me out on social media, visit my bookstore and or my online shop, or keep me going with a cup of coffee. I appreciate all forms of support. I love you and I life you.